Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome, I'm glad you're here, because this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. And what we're going to do is create a safe place where you can put aside any racing thoughts, or whatever's running through your brain. You can toss that out of bed, you know, shut it down, or actually just let it run. It's going to kind of, you know, I'm going to catch its attention. You're going to listen to my voice, listen to me talk, and just pay attention to me, loosely, like kind of like you're holding like a baseball that's made of ice cream, and it's both those things. Try to imagine that. It's not melting. Okay? And it's not actually cold or uncomfortable. But you don't want to hold it too tight. Maybe it's like one of those things that was on the Star Trek. What were those things called? Not Furbies. The things that would... Tribbles, I think they're called. Yeah, you're holding a tribble. Okay? And maybe the tribble's what's racing in your brain. But if you hold it loosely and just... Or maybe the story's the tribble. I'm not sure. But all you need to do is pay attention, listen to my voice. And I'm going to do the rest. I'm going to distract you from whatever's been keeping you up at night. And I'll just go on and on. I don't really ever have a point. So that's what I mean, say loosely, is you just pay attention, kind of. Instead of paying attention to what's going through your brain, just pay attention to what I'm talking about. Chris Tucker once said to Jackie Chan, famously, in the movie Rush Hour, or possibly in Rush Hour 2. Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But yeah, just hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. Kind of pay attention, kind of listen. But they're not exactly, it's not like I'm freaking Abraham Lincoln or someone saying something, you know, the next, like Abraham Lincoln, oh boy. I don't know what he would do, but he wouldn't be doing this podcast. But that's beside the point. I'm going to distract you. You listen and fall asleep, okay? That's what I'm here for, to kind of bore you to sleep, lull you to sleep, talk you to sleep, drone you to sleep, whatever you choose, however you choose to hear it. Or just to say, hey, I'm here, you can listen to me. Maybe you're not going to fall asleep. You probably will. But, you know, just listen to me. I'm kind of like a friend. I'm a person that's just talking to you. So instead of thinking, even if you can't fall asleep, just listen. And hopefully... I'll give you a modicum of relief. That's all I hope. Either put you to sleep or give you a tiny bit of relief. I hope. And that's the podcast. It's called Sleep With Me. If this is your first time here, oh boy, that was a earful. But I hope it helps you. If it doesn't, I apologize for using up about 45 minutes to an hour of your time. But don't worry. I won't charge. You get the bill in the mail, but you don't have to pay it. I don't know. That didn't even make sense because I don't have your address. And I'm not good at that kind of stuff, sending bills or, you know, paying them. Ask the power company. And so that's the podcast. It's at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. My buddy Aaron, who I want to thank, who listened, said you don't need to put in the www if you don't want to. You can just put sleepwithmepodcast.com in there. And the internet... He explained it to me in something to do with hamster wheels, I believe is what but it'll get you there. So whether you want to roll the WWW. Now, if you listen to me literally, like if you're a fundamentalist like of this podcast, you should probably pick another podcast because this is going to really mess your life up. I mean, fundamentalism is as a rule, but probably a tough practice to follow. I don't have the discipline for it. But, I mean, I'm being honest with you. I would love to have, you know, an army of followers. But I'm just saying, even for self-preservation, you're not going to be around long if you're a fundamentalist. And you're like, yeah, I think I've been thinking about becoming I need to rebel against my parents or whatever the issue. I mean, this is not a probing into all fundamentalism. This is just... podcast-specific fundamentalists for this podcast. Don't do it. Because if you're thinking about taking up fundamentalism and you're like, I'm shopping podcasts, I don't know, you got that great history podcast that guy makes, and then you got the, Startup, you got Serial, you got a lot of cool stuff out there, but I don't know, this guy, I like this, I like something about this Sleep With Me guy, he's a little nutty, thinking about, becoming a fundamentalist listener of his podcast. Don't do it, because first of all, sometimes I say four W's, sometimes I say two W's, just with the pot, this is just with the website address, and that, now Aaron said if you put in no W's, you'll get there, but if you put in four W's or two W's, your browser's likely to self-destruct. And just the other stuff I do on this podcast, it's just not, this is not a fundamentalist-friendly podcast. Again, I don't want to discourage you if you're planning on doing something big and with you're one of those stout heart, I don't even know. But again, I'm just trying to, a tangent I did not mean to go on, but if you're a fundamentalist, you're going to get mixed up because sometimes, like I said, ideally when you go to a website, you want to say www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Now, Aaron said you could just go sleepwithmepodcast.com. You'll get there. But I guess my point, which I could have been whatever it is, when you make a point and you get right to it, effective, is that if you're one of those people that's just listening to me, like writing everything down I say, like if was there going to be a test on this or whatever, you're probably going to end up listening to me. I'm going to say like www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Now I have no idea, but you might end up at freaking some site that turns your computer into, I don't know. So trust me on that. So, but anyway, that's the website. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com. And, if you want to email me, again, email us feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you want, you can post on the website comments. You can go to Twitter at Dearest Scooter. That's where I try to post like sleep news there. And there's a lot of people chatting. Chat me up. I don't know. Say hi. Discuss stuff. Whatever. We'll have fun. And you can do the same thing on Facebook. Difference is on Facebook, I post the bloopers of the podcast. Now, that's like why I decided to do any of this. Don't even ask. But the bloopers are on Facebook when I post them, which is fairly regularly, I think. I know, because I got them, I'll be honest, not another tangent. I know what you're saying. I'm already asleep. But, I have them, I'm not exactly the most organized person in the world. I'll be, straight with you. And so I have like different USB drives. I have different computers that I edit the podcast on. And, cause I don't have like a central hub that I'm operating out of. I have a place I live. Let's get that straight. But, and I'm scatterbrained a bit. Sorry, I got interrupted there. I think my point was that bloopers are on Facebook. The other stuff was, I think, irrelevant. Okay, so let's just keep moving. I might have forgot some things, but get a hold of me. That's point. Second point, I think, or for whatever. If you want anything to say to me, just go ahead and do it. If you got a question, whatever. Thank yous. One of the things I like to do on this podcast is say thank you, because this gives me an outlet to do. I don't do it in my normal day-to-day living. But maybe I'm learning from the podcast. So I want to thank some new people, some people I reconnected with. I want to thank Ashley C., Bobby F., Tom, all got a hold of me, all new people. Beth W., who's on, I think, Beth is the first person I confirmed that's following the Spotify playlist. Now, I know, big Spotify controversy this week, which is like weird timing with Taylor Swift has pulled her music from Spotify. Makes me say, hey, maybe I should pay for Spotify. And I don't know the details, the whole thing. And I don't want to get involved because I know I did an episode with Taylor Swift and Mother Nature is on Team Taylor Swift. So I don't want to mess with that. Plus, I heard Taylor Swift's song. I think I probably had heard it before, the Shake It Off. Shake It Off, I think, is the song. And You guys know me in pop songs. It was a great pop song, I think. I mean, I only heard it once and then probably like a couple times on in the background. And again, well, I guess, why am I saying again? That's not, but it's like, I have no Taylor Swift as like this romancer or whatever. I don't follow everything, but she was like with Harry Styles, who sounds like some kind of royalty, but I think he's just in music. Or is he Kennedy, or was she going out with Kennedy? I don't know. But when I heard this song, I'm not kidding. I think I fell in love with her, and I wasn't even watching the video. So now it's like almost like when you guys, I'm seeing you guys, but when you dream about someone and you were like, I didn't know if I was attracted to that person or had any feelings. And then you're like, holy goodness, now I'm obsessed with you. And whatever the other word is, starts with an S. It's like obsessed. I don't know. It'll come infatuated. It starts with an I, not an S, but I don't know if people can relate to that. But so that's, I don't know. I'm trying to thank people. Beth W. So if, again, you don't have to like Spotify. You can tell me if you use something else, but that you can build a collaborative playlist on. It's free for the most part. But we lost Taylor Swift. So maybe, I don't know what's going to happen. But Beth W. is following that. Check it out. It'll be in the show notes. Hey Jude, I promised. Hey Jude, it's Hey Jude's birthday tonight when I'm recording this. It's two nights later, so happy birthday, Hey Jude. Big 4-0. Baroness Bonnie, I want to say get well. She hurt her wrist. Aaron M., I already thanked for his WWW. And then Emily Seuss has a blog. She wrote a nice blog post about us over at blog.emilyseuss.com. I think. I'm going to double check it. It'll be in the show notes, but Emily is a copywriter. She writes about writing and fibromyalgia and, you know, her journey with that. I don't think I'm outing her or anything, but, you know, I know I have a lot of listeners, or maybe not a lot. Yeah. I know a lot of people are struggling with different things. Some of you might be struggling with fibromyalgia, or some of you might be struggling with listening to people that can't pronounce things and that drives you nuts. And some of you, I know people are struggling from everything out there that I hear from. And so check out Emily's blog, you know, comment on it. If you say, hey, you know, I know this, we got Jeannie over there plugging in a life, getting her podcast under the way about living with chronic pain. So we're getting some resources here, and we're getting homegrown resources, not any fancy. I mean, I don't know if they wear fancy pants, either one of those people or anybody else out there. So this is a community starting to coalesce slowly, maybe, maybe not, maybe, you know, be on, but whatever. So that's Emily Seuss. took me a while to get that out. Well, I think our iTunes reviews, you guys have been killing it. And Looked gave us a review, said amazing, thank you. Justin Bieber Stinks 101 said loves Game of Drones and hates sleeping without it. That's Rob. Jill Eikenberry, I know Jill Eikenberry. Is she one of the freaking Rizzolian Isles? Who do we say that was? Thelma and Louise. Maybe it'll come to me, but was Jill Eikenberry one of those women, detective team? I can't think of the name. She says we're like a gentle companion. It'll put you to sleep guaranteed is by It's Coda a Bear. It's Coda a Bear. Scoda Bear. Something. I don't think I can get it. It's got a bear. Something. Thank you. And then Kit Kat Al. It's just trying out the podcast. It did not help Kit Kat Al last night, but they still enjoyed it. So Kit Kat Al, I hope the podcast helps you when you're listening to this. I hope you're not. I hope you're asleep. But again, that's thank you for everyone for your iTunes reviews. I just have Emily's podcast is called Variable, but it's at blog.emilyseuss.com. I have it open. So check that out. This is when we start talking about the episode where Superdoll came to a conclusion. The season came to a close. And so we got some free time. And believe it or not, it is pretty much more or less our 1 year anniversary here at the podcast. And it's like November or something. I think it's an even day today, but I'm not sure. And I looked and the first episode was uploaded to a server on November 8th last year. I have no idea when I recorded it, but whatever, it's not important. Like anniversaries. So I figured it's time for us to check in. Now I'm just give you a warning about a couple of things. Now this is not going to be a normal episode because I'm going to talk about the podcast and me a little bit, try to answer some questions I've had. Just check, you know, just look back, I guess, and mostly talk about. So if you're bothered by reality, as real as I could be, I don't even know how comfortable I'm going to be. And like how the sausage is made, because that's one thing people have asked is like, so I'm going to go into production, like what I do to get this podcast done. If that stuff's not interesting to you, or you think it's going to detract from your listening, like they say about sausage, I don't know. I've never gone to a sausage factory. So, you know, you don't have to listen. There's, you know, 150 whatever other episodes. Check another one out. Maybe check out Orange Lux, one of my favorite characters. The old episode, I think, I don't even have any idea what episode of the Elf Who Wouldn't Listen. I don't know if the episode's good, but I miss that character. Bernie the Butterfly, episode 100. That's another character I really liked. The Taylor Swift one that was Mother Nature. I think that I liked that episode too, but I don't know if I listened to it other than when I made it. So that's like some other stuff to listen to, because I'm going to talk about that. I'm also probably going to maybe feelings might come up or stuff that bothers me. I don't know. I'm not trying to be balanced about how I talk about myself and stuff, because I know, well, earlier episodes I was a little bit overly critical and mean about, you know, myself, but there might be some stuff that might be able to trigger feelings in you that might not help you sleep. So maybe listen to this not when you're sleeping, or I don't know, frick, it might help you sleep. I'm hoping it's still boring, because that's my main goal. I already hit two accidental tangents. I already went on those two accidental tangents I wasn't even expecting to be boring, which I know they were. So I'm going to lose people as we go on. Hopefully people start dropping. So it's been a year about the podcast, and I just listened to episode 101 where I attempted. That was like 50 odd episodes ago. And that was one where I attempted to give the backstory of the podcast. And I don't think I did a good job, honestly. I was scared about being honest. I don't know. So I feel like I'm like, wow, I guess I've grown a little bit since that episode, because I think I'm less scared. So what are we going to talk about? The two things I talked about on that episode is the difference between Drew and Dearest Scooter, and then what led up to the podcast. And I don't know if I did a great job on that, but you can re-listen to it. But we'll talk about those two things, and we'll talk about what goes into the podcast now. And hopefully, I want to make sure I give time to what goes into the podcast, just because I've promised to talk about that, and I haven't. And, you know, you guys can feel free to ask me questions. We have time between now and the holidays. And I'm, you know, I've got some stuff lined up to do. But, you know, I'm flexible, okay? So Drew and Dearest Scooter. It was a little shticky when I was talking about it. And I talked about the history of Dearest Scooter and the name Dearest Scooter and whatever. So you can listen to that episode for that. But is there a Drew and a Dearest Scooter? If you didn't listen to that episode, we share, how do I say this? Because this is really hard for me to even unpack in some sense. I'm Drew Ackerman and Dearest Scooter, but I'm also not. And that's something back 50 episodes ago, I was like, is this okay that I'm using a pseudonym? And at this point, I'm like, no, it's not even a pseudonym anymore. And I don't think it was then. Now, when I first started out, it was like a name I'd already used in another blog. It was a Twitter handle that I had. And it was also like a security blanket. I was like, well, I'm starting this podcast. I don't know what's going to happen. And I didn't tell anybody like that I knew, like my family or like, not like I have a drove of supporters, but anybody that I was starting the podcast, just because I wanted to do it by myself and see how it went and be able to be, not worry about even positive feedback. I just was like, oh, let me see how this goes. And so that using Dear Scooter as a name gave me a security blanket, but also gave me like this freeness to be more, to actually be separate from Drew or myself. And I don't know if this is making any sense, but hopefully that's good because it could be boring. So that's when it started. And then, you know, people were, you know, I always listed as separate people, not because I thought I was pulling wool over anybody's eyes, but then of course, the self-critical part of me is like, you're going to get in trouble for this. People are going to be mad at you because it's like, you're not two people. And then I think that was my fear at 100 or whatever, episode 101 was like making that clear. But I was like, I was trying to be funny about it because I was afraid like I'd be rejected or you guys would be like, well, that's it. I'm not going to listen to podcasts ever again because you, I don't know, because you use a pseudonym. And that's an unrealistic fear, clearly. But I don't know, looking back at it now, it really is. And if you listen to the bloopers on Facebook, you can hear that there are two people involved in making this podcast. Now, you can psychoanalyze it any way you want. That's fine. Like, Dear Scooter and the person that's talking right now and the Drew, when I'm not behind the mic or emailing with you guys, is a little bit different person. And this is not a criticism of me, of Drew. But Dear Scooter is like a amplified version of me in a positive way. Like my positive personality aspects of boredom and dullness. Oh, frick. Yeah. Oh, boy. Or my ability to like laugh and take things lighthearted. That's Dear Scooter. Is able to more fully embrace or express that part of myself? I don't know how to explain it. It's not like, I don't know. This is me being honest about it. But without Dear Scooter, or without being able to inhabit a role and be able to just put my, check some stuff at the door. I think athletes say that, or maybe, I don't know who says that, but to really be like, I don't know, maybe I just compartmentalize things too much, but this is an example of compartmentalization that works. I don't know, because when I listen to the bloopers or when I'm editing episode, there are points where we're yelling at each other, and that's real. I mean, where I'm yelling at the writer part of me or the part of me that backed the story into a corner or that didn't describe something or whatever. That's one thing. The other thing is like the person, if you listen to bloopers, you'll hear me usually before I start the episode, I kind of act goofy and I'm silly and I sing. Those aren't things, I mean, I sing in my normal life and that's actually a good indicator of like depression or whatever for me or my mood, not day to day, but like where am I this month? Is if I'm singing out loud or whistling, like I'm on the train or walking, I'm like, okay, that's a good sign for me, mental health wise, I guess. But this person, Dear Scooter, when I go there, sits behind the mic, starts singing songs, goofing around. I don't know. I guess I'm not equipped. I'm just trying to. That's just the straight story. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. But I just want you guys to know that's, you know, I don't know. So that's the Dear Scooter Drew thing. If you need more of an explanation, because you probably, if either you're going to be like me, hold your hands up. Well, that's the situation and it's working. All right. This is like one of those relationships that you're like, well, if it works for you guys, well, you know, where your aunt makes that face. Well, so You know, if you want to email me, it's feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. We can talk about it. So that's that. What led to the podcast? Now, let me pause it 1 second. What led to the podcast is a long, kind of long story. I talked about a little bit in the other episode. And let's see if I can summarize it a little bit here. Is that, and I think we'll get into it more after we talk about how I make the podcast or what the work is. But so one of the creative things I did was had this Dear Scooter. You can listen to that. It was like pretend to be Scooter Libby commenting on Dear Abby things. And I didn't follow through on that. And that was at this time in my life, and I think I talked about it on another episode, where I was kind of stuck in one of those places, and maybe this will hopefully help some people at least relate, where you don't feel like you're alone. I was stuck in one of those places where I made, especially when it came to work and my creative life, a lot of really poor decisions out of fear. At the time, I didn't know. I was terribly afraid, or out of just being young, or, you know, medium young, is like being like, you know, not knowing what to do with your life. And then doing things that weren't taking me where I wanted to go. And that were going against whatever. Choices that weren't leading me anywhere. And the way I was leading my life, especially, if you want to talk about my personal life, you can email me know more about it. But I was kind of like, I've always been one of those people. At least a lot of me has been a mediocre person, and it's not to sound hurtful. I don't know if there's people that care about me, a listener like that love this podcast. You might say, "Oh, that's mean." No, I've always been one of those people that's half-assed it, or been and just gotten by, done enough to get by. And as you get older, that starts to like, you can't just get by, because I just had jobs where I was trying stuff out. And then it didn't work out. But instead of like making the hard decision to quit, which I eventually would do, and try something new, I could get by or slowly sink, which is actually what I found myself in a couple times. Like, and as I said, I bankrupted this one business I started because I just got in a situation where I was slowly sinking. I didn't know. I actually, at the time, I didn't know how to get out of it, or didn't have the courage to be like, this is not right for me. I need to start over. And so that was my career-wise, what was going on. I was lost. And then at the same time, I had this part of me that I always wanted to be creative. And I was like, oh, if I could get a business going and get some money coming in, I could write on the side or be creative on the side. And that never happened. And I got to this point where I was like starting to worry with everything else that was going on in my life. I was like, man, the clock's ticking here. And what I've done with my life isn't amounting to much. Now, my personal life and my relationships, that's different than what I'm talking about. So I'm not trying to be hurtful or say I ruined my entire life or whatever, or that all my choices were terrible. This is, I don't know. I'm not trying to be all encompassing here. But, and I was like, okay, well, am I ever going to try to be creative? Because it's like, I talked a big game, like, oh, I'm so creative in my head, not to other people, but, or I'm going to be a writer, I'm going to write screenplays, or I'm going to do short movies or documentaries. But I never followed through on it. I never put any effort into it. Or if I did, it wasn't sustained effort, like the original Dear Scooter blog, a couple other things that I started and didn't finish. And then I got to this point where I was like, at least I had some, when people talk about a moment of clarity, this wasn't a moment of clarity, but it was like, are you ever going to try came up. Like some part of me was like, well, are you ever going to try to be a writer or do something creative? And, I was like, well, that's a good question. And some part of me had the sense to be like, well, maybe you should think about maybe you should decide, do you really want to do it or not? And have the freedom to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything creative. Either as a hobby or as a potential for a job, I'm just going to not. So I was like, decide if you're going to try or not. That was the first decision. And I got to this point, and when I started thinking about it, it was like I started projecting into the future. And this was probably the first time I did it, because most of the time I'm projecting the future, you know, just bad stuff happening, or I'm a bad person, or whatever, you know, tears other you might have. You know, I'm a human being and with, you know, not the most stable brain. But this part of me projected in the future something different. It was like, listen, what are you going to regret most when it's too late to start trying? What would be the most crushing? Like, what would it, let's say I get to 60 or something, or 50 or whatever. What would be the most devastating thing? Like, would it be, and this is, sounds, whatever, self-helpy, but it's not. It's like, I really was like, holy crap. Like, it would be devastating to just be like, you know what? I never even tried. I never followed through on anything. And maybe I had some aptitude to do some of this, or maybe I didn't. But I never even found out because I was too scared and too, like, procrastinating or just not committed to it. And I really started to sit with the fear and thinking about, like, how other people see me and in a more clear way of, like, how would other people see me? Or friends of mine that haven't made it, to be honest with you, you know, that have passed away or died when they were young. Like, what would they think? And not even in a, again, I'm not trying to be self-critical or damaging any self-esteem. I'm trying to be honest here. Like, what would they say? Like, you know, they lost their life. What would they think about what I'm doing with mine? Am I trying or am I just like getting by? Like, I'm just content living this mediocre life with my creative outlets, my work and stuff. And this didn't turn me into this A personality, but it made this stark decision. It's like, okay, well, now the decision's probably made. At least a choice. Now I can try, or I can live with that future. And then I started trying a little bit of time, especially, you know, I got in some community college classes, doing some writing. I met some people, started writing, mostly trying to figure out how to write screenplays because, if you listen to this podcast, you know I've got some composition issues or whatever, the way my brain works. So I have dyslexia. So I don't know why. I love movies too. And so I worked on learning screenplays. And that was something that I had to learn how to be consistent about. And I was still learning how to be consistent about. Eons above not trying. It wasn't consistent and I had other stuff going on that was getting in the way of being creative, but I started. I was learning by making mistakes, but at least I was making mistakes of like, oh, well, if I would have written every day this week, even a little bit, I would have moved forward. Instead of being like, oh, I've never even started. And I met some other creative people. And so that's like a whole thing, way too long to talk about and or where things are at with that. I'm not making movies or writing movies, but I'm making this podcast. Somehow that led to this. And not that I've given up on that either. It's, again, if you want to talk about it, just email me. What was my point? But so I had this idea for this podcast for a while, again, as I've talked about, because one thing that helped me fall asleep was telling my brother boring stories, and the other was listening to Dr. Demento. I talked about that more. Maybe we'll talk. I don't know. I'm a little lost in this my talking about myself. It's a little. But okay. So I was on the creative path, let's just say that, whatever. But I'd always wanted to do this podcast, like where I was like, okay, like, let me see if I could do this, like telling stories or something, making up stories. But because I listened to podcasts like for a while. And I was trying to write a screenplay, feature length one, where I'd written one and I was trying to rewrite it. And at the same time I was doing that, I was also writing something with two other guys, like more short, something that we were going to produce. So I was trying to do those two things. And, the rewriting of the feature was going okay. And then the writing of this, like a web series type thing that was going. And that was like, I was like kind of consistently following through both those things, but not perfectly. But then last year, like a little over a year ago, the short I was writing with those other two guys, that project kind of imploded. To be honest, it just, one guy had moved away and there was three of us writing it together and we just couldn't, it just didn't work out. And it was like weird, 'cause it was like, it fell apart. It kind of seemed like it was headed that way for a little while anyway. And then when it kind of fell apart, I was a little bit upset about it, but then I was like, oh, wait a second, I have already had committed this time to this project. What a chance here to like slip in and start doing this podcast that I had this idea for. Like, what a sad opportunity, like a sad thing it would be if I just like filled up this time, like didn't fill up this time with being creative, because I'd already had the time set aside. And so that was it. I started doing the podcast like literally right away without thinking about being in, you know, the ramifications or what I was getting myself into. And that was when the podcast started, a year ago-ish. And then as the podcast went on, it's grown and changed. And hold on, I'm going to grab my notes. Okay, so I got a lot of notes about this. But as the podcast has kind of grown and changed, I've learned a lot. And again, questions, just shoot them at me. And so that was in October last year. And then this is just another thing of me being honest with you guys in the hopes that maybe if I'm connected with one or two other people, or you can relate to this in any way, I'll be straight with you guys. I had a pretty drinking problem. And that was getting in the way of not just my being creative, but everything else. And I don't want to dig into it, but if you have any questions about it, do not hesitate to ask. If you want to know, I'll share it with you, whether it's curiosity or, you know, you just want to know more about it or whatever, just email me feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. I'll talk to you about it via email or message me somehow. But whatever, it's just pretty simple, alcohol problem. And so, that was another thing I had to deal with. And it was just weird, the timing, because I had started dealing with that in end of December. And I was already like, oh, you know, we got a problem here. Is it going to be dealt with? But that timing, I don't know if anybody that listens has any. Everyone has somebody they know that's addicted to alcohol or something else that's close to you. And one thing about it is when you stop doing something, it's really time consuming. And you don't. I'm not creative when I'm under the influence of anything. So it was like suddenly at the end of December, I'd already started the podcast, but all of a sudden I had a lot more time on my hands because I because I was clear-headed a lot more time, especially in the evenings. So it's just a weird connect. It's inherently connected to the podcast for me. And it's not like I'm wanting you guys to know about my private business or trying to be, this is my problems or, oh, look at me. It's more like there's no way for me to separate my sobriety or not, whatever, you know, you want to call it, and this podcast, because they wouldn't, if I was still drinking, I guarantee I wouldn't be talking to you right now about, like, I would have never, this podcast, or it would just be mediocre. I mean, wouldn't be the podcast it is right now. I'm positive about that. And not that you got to be sober to be a podcast. You know, I'm not saying whatever. You don't read anything. Don't read too deep into it. But for me, but at the same time, the podcast has helped me because, and you guys have helped me by like listening to it and letting me know. Like, just because the podcast helps you sleep, somehow the podcast helps me survive and not in an unhealthy way. It's just like, wow, this gave me this outlet, this powerful outlet to connect with people and be creative and use up a lot of my time and a little bit of money, but not as much money as I was blowing out there. Doing something that I've always wanted to do that I never did. Oh boy, this is not the road I thought I'd be going down tonight. But I don't know. That's just let me take a second to try to clear my head. I guess what I was going to say, like, or getting is like, so that was another moment in the history of the podcast was me stopping drinking, because that enabled the podcast to have more of, I mean, me to more fully embrace the podcast and more time to pursue the podcast and more, be more available on some mental level, I guess. And then, so I don't know, then the podcast has, I've learned a lot since then, as I've gone along, and I've made some mistakes, of overdoing stuff or trying to figure out. But then suddenly, not that long ago, I found this, the podcast has found this spot where things are really working well now, as far as like, on a creative level. Cause right now, other than now that Superdoll's on break or whatever, we would have three episodes every week. Trending Twitter Tuesdays. Thursdays was Superdoll. Before that, it was Gep Essos. And before that, it was After the Glass Slipper. And then Sundays was Game of Thrones. And so this, I'm going to segue right into the... I was just looking at the time here because I'm going on and on here. Well, hopefully boring. Maybe my personal problems bored you too. I don't have personal problems. Personal journey, I guess. In the journey of the podcast. But so let me go through the what goes into the podcast real quick, but without trying to go off any tangents, that's boring enough. So a little more background is that I have a job that's similar to social work, but I'm not a social worker, but I can't really talk about what I do exactly on the air for real. But I'm not a spy or anything cool like that. But my job is very contained. Like when I leave work, I do not, like I work 40 hours. I don't have to do any work when I get home or on the way home or on the way to work. It's very contained. Like I just go to work, I do my job. Now there's, because it's like a social work type job, there's some emotional spillover situations, but not anything where I'm like having to do any busy work or work. So I'm lucky in that sense. And then I also have a commute to work. I don't have a car, in case, you know, any, I don't know, not important, but, so I take, I ride my bike or take a bus or walk, and then I take a train, to work. So I have like a 30-minute train ride, and then sometimes extra bus time each way. So each day I have a guaranteed hour part of my commute that I can write or work on the podcast. So that's one thing about the podcast is, or two things that I'm lucky. I have this commute, but I don't drive, so I'm able to work on the podcast. That's when I started doing that when I was trying to get some writing done. And then two is that I don't have like this high-powered, stressful job where I'm having to work like a lot of you do, and I can see how that could be stressful and draining. So those are two things that are big helps with the podcast. Okay, so we'll go through, let's just go through the week and then talk about the episodes. And if this is an extra long episode, then I'll figure out cutting down, Game of Drones or something. So let's just start with Monday, for example. So Monday morning, I'll usually be writing Superdoll. Usually the week. Actually, let's just talk about what goes into the episodes of the shows. So Superdoll is the, or Gep Essos or After the Glass Slipper or whatever, anything that's like a serial story. Those are the, that's the one that's the most work as far as writing goes and the most terrifying as far as writing goes. So like literally, so I record that on Tuesday nights, but I have to start writing it like, on Wednesday. So let's say the week of Superdoll is, I'm recording it right now of what I written. Then tomorrow would be Wednesday. I would start kind of like being like, okay, where do we leave off that episode? And Wednesday would just be kind of a day where hopefully I'd get like 15 to 30 minutes of writing minimum on Superdoll. Yeah, probably like 30, hopefully. And then just started outlining it. Well, where's the episode going to go next? Or skip episodes, whatever the thing is. And then Wednesday, Thursday, it'll be a little bit more of the same. Let me look. Yeah, Thursday would be a little bit more of the same of like a blue sky brainstorming stuff. But then trying to find like a beginning and an end for the episode of like an idea of, okay, where does this episode start and where does it finish? And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, again, it's like trying to fit in. I've learned the hard way. I've learned the hard way with these, like the Superdoll, the serial episodes, the more writing you get in, the less scary it is when it comes time to record the episode and the better the episode's going to be. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's like an idea of like, what is the conflict in this episode? And how, you know, the boring stuff comes, that's the easy part. But like, what's the conflict? Who wants what? Who's against who? Who's opposing who or what? And it doesn't have to be it's discovering the conflict and then trying to make sense, because a lot of times it's like, okay, with the boring stuff, it's like in the dreamy type stuff, it's like, okay, well, how does this connect? Or the mess I made last episode, how does that make sense in this episode, or how does this connect? And usually it's a case of me trying to over make sense of it, where I'm like, I have to go back to the conflict and be like, okay, let's stay with the conflict. We got the beginning, we got the end, and we got the conflict, instead of like, don't worry about the explanations or the, and that's where it's just natural part of like storytelling, not well, is like, you know, over explaining. But so that's something I can lean on when I'm recording the episode, but when I'm not, when I'm writing, it's like trying to break down the story. So then Monday comes, now the pressure's on. And if I didn't write on Saturday and Sunday, at least for a little while, and Friday for like 30 to 45 minutes or something, now I start getting terrified, because it's like, holy. So ideally I have like a pretty well constructed idea of what's going to happen. I can start writing out an outline of like, okay, this is what's going to happen, start to play out like who's in this, where are they? This goes for all three series. Who's talking? You know, what are they saying? Would be on Monday. And then come up with like a outline, like, or bullet points or whatever. You guys have seen, some of you have seen some of my stuff. It's, and then ideally then Tuesday I would be rehearsing. And then by rehearsing, it's on a public train. So it's just like reading through the episode and picturing it in my mind. Like watching a movie and saying, oh, okay, this is Electra said this, and stuff comes up, new stuff. And then Tuesday I get home and that's what I have to work with. Now, if I worked on it for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then I can sit back here and say, okay, let's just do this and see how it goes. And, sometimes it goes good and sometimes it goes bad. Now, if I didn't put in enough effort, or I got caught up because I was, most of the time it's because I'm afraid of not being good, or not being, you know, just some unrealistic pressure I'm putting on myself, then it becomes terrifying recording the episode, or at least before I start recording, and it takes a little bit of extra effort to get myself calmed down and relax enough to let this, you know, just like I said about that Furby or whatever, the Tribble, like not to hold it so tightly, because it can't do that with the story. Otherwise, it's going to get away from what I've learned is that, and again, it's crazy that I put this much work into being boring, but I think it's important. Or I'm just insane. I mean, this podcast could be, I could be Sisyphus reborn. But again, that's a thing I can remind myself a lot of times. When I do get afraid or get this performance anxiety, it's like, you know what? You don't have to be perfect. Your job is to help these people fall asleep and be there for them. It's not about you being the greatest storyteller in the world or a good storyteller, or the battle you fought back then about being mediocre or not showing up or not following through. You're following through, okay? And you're doing, all you have to do is your best. That's kind of shit I got to tell myself, I'll be honest with you, because I'm crazy. And then it's like, okay, I'm ready to do this. And that's the difference between Drew and Scooter. It's like, you know, I got to sit Drew down and calm him down because he's a lunatic. And you know, human being, we're all. So, you know, it's not a bad thing. So that's super dull. Now, that kind of shows the pros and the cons of the super dull. The cons are it takes a lot of writing work or outlining work or whatever. And it's not even getting, you know, it takes a lot of work and it's horrifying to try to, it's work trying to come up with, it's like pulling teeth a lot of times, your own teeth. But on the pro side, the best part, and the reason I've come to love these serial stories is because I come to love the characters and I get to learn the characters and discover them. And then they help me with the story. Otherwise, I could not sustain this podcast. That's one thing I learned. I'm like, through this year of doing it, is like, okay, these serial stories, these longer stories, as I get to know the characters, I can lean on them for the creative part. Like Elektra, Mesmero, I didn't even have to lean on Mesmero that much. I could have leaned on him more. Or, I mean, freaking Cash and Penny. I mean, talk about two reliable characters. Just characters you fall in love with. I mean, just like you guys might like certain characters on this show or on Breaking Bad or whatever. I'm surprised. And it's, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but they start making their own decisions and having their own voice. And that's like enables me to be less afraid as a storyteller and actually have less pressure. I don't think I'm have the time or the creativity. Because at one point I was trying to do three different serial stories every week, which was insane. I was doing the one about the dude who was driving across country trying to start the Bordello in Florida Project, Gep Esos, and After the Glass Slipper. And I didn't realize at the time that that was impossible to try to do. And then I was even trying to do two at once. But yeah, so I learned that I only have the ability to do one serial story a week well or okay, boringly. So that's super dull, or the serial stories in general. Game of Drones. Let's talk about Game of Drones. So Game of Drones, on Monday nights, or well, Sunday nights now, I watch Walking Dead. I used to watch Game of Thrones on Sunday, even when it wasn't on. I'd just watch it on HBO Go. Now I watch it on Monday, and then I take notes. So... And then sometimes I don't finish it. Like, I didn't finish last night, so tonight I'll watch the rest of it after I do this. And I just take notes as I watch the episode about what's happening and be like, huh, that interested me. But usually, again, just like in Superdoll, when I'm done with the notes in the episode and I go to bed and I get up the next day, I'm like, oh, man, I'm screwed. I'm not going to have enough for a show. And it's going to go horrible. And then I have to be like, calm down. Let's take a look at the notes and let's see. And thank you for George R. R. Martin, Weiss, and Benioff, because those shows give me so much to work with. And then I see, like, oh, wait, I've always wondered about that. Just like you guys here on the show, once I start looking through my notes, then my fears are calmed. And I'm like, oh, and I usually have way more stuff. Like, I should start making a list of stuff to research. And there's more stuff. There might be, like, 15 things. And then I start to be like, well, I don't know about that one. Or that one might not fit. And then I might research maybe somewhere between 8 and 10 or 11 things or start to. And then as I start to research, I'll be like, okay, well, that one's not going to work. And then I'll end up with whatever we end up with, which is like 5 to 7 maybe. I don't know. And so, and that's actually fun. It uses a different part of your brain, which is nice for me because it takes a lot, like, it complements or it takes the pressure off of what's going on with Superdoll, where that's like a much, it's just a different rigmarole. So this is like more like, okay, just do the research. It's work that has to get done. But it's a different part of your, it's like, oh, I'm curious about this anyway. Let me find out about that and be like, oh, I didn't know that. Or it's like, it takes some work to figure out the research, but that gets done. And then I just have the research. I have it, I put it in workflowy now. And then I just open up the links and I'll review the things ahead of time. That'll give me an idea of what I want to talk about. I have some notes. So when I sit down to do Superdoll, now Superdoll takes me between, lately it's been taking me 4 sessions to record it. So I'll record for an hour something on Thursday nights, and then an hour something on Friday nights. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'll finish with whatever I didn't get done. So Superdoll takes the longest time to record because it's a longer show and it's just a lot more stuff. But it's not as nearly as like, I can have a little bit more fun. I'm more relaxed as far as like, cause there's no pressure on me to find, everything's done. I mean, there's, you know, I got to find some stuff, but it's, just less, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or no, not even, but so that's Game of Drones. And then Trending Twitter Tuesdays. Oh, boy. So that one, I don't even know where the idea. I mean, I think the idea, you know, I was like, oh, I want to make up some stories as I go along on the spot, which is what I used to do with my brother. And I used to do that sometimes. We'll get into it. But I used to do it other times, too. But that one is like great because there's no prep and there's no anxiety until time comes to do it. And then it's like, if I think about it, it's absolutely terrifying. But that's the thing is like, you can't, like, it's like the kind of thing I just got to not even think about because otherwise it ruins it. And, so it's really, that one really tests my, has helped me grow because it's like, I got to go in, I got to sit down. Sometimes I'll have a character like Ray who's, he'll come in and do the show for me, or a character like Mother Nature or Bernie the Butterfly. Ray's a real person, but those two are not. But then I'll just go with, or sometimes I'll have nothing and I'll just go with what the trends are and just have to let the story unfold. And, I'm not the one making up the story. Let's just, I don't understand how storytelling works. And I cannot claim, like, there is something magical that happens. And I just happen to be the one lucky enough to, like, be there for it, I guess, or be the mouthpiece for it. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, some of those episodes, I don't even barely know what happened. Like, I cannot believe, and even when I'm telling the story or I'm watching it unfold and I'm telling it at the same time, that I'm able to survive it. Like I'm like, oh God, like if, like the less I think like that, the better the story goes. But I'm like, man, how is this going to resolve itself? But it does if I just relax and tell the story as it comes. I don't know how to explain it and just have fun and relax. I don't know. I keep saying relax, but it's true. So Trending Twitter Tuesdays is the most dangerous because if I'm not, it has to get recorded. Like I have to record it Sunday because that's when the only time I have time, Sunday afternoon. So there's no redos. And as far as the podcast goes, this is like a long, long time ago, I redid one of the Florida Project episodes because it was like terrible, I thought. And then I re-recorded it. And I said, and again, it wasn't like, it's not like I was like, well, this isn't a good trend to start because my self-critic was one that was like, this is terrible. And then there was another time, maybe the second or third or fourth Trending Twitter Tuesday where I was just like really self-critical and I just kept being like, this is not going well. And it kept pulling me out of the story and I just kept pressing to perform. And I had to take a break and I left and I went for a bike ride. But again, I was still like worried about it. And then I went home and finished and redid the episode. I'd only started it, and I don't know how well, I don't think it turned out that great, but it turned out, you know, it got done. But that again shows the danger of like being too self-conscious and too worried about being good. If I'm not worried about being good, you know, if I'm like, you know, it's just my job to show up here, do the podcast, see how it goes, do my best, be boring, which is natural for me, and go on tangents, follow the tangents where they go. It's like breadcrumbs or some shit. And just see where, oh, wait, no, is that all of a sudden be like, oh, that reminds me of teddy bears. And then it's like, oh, that reminds me of this story. There is a natural flow to it, but it's like really hard for me to be brave enough to follow that natural flow and be relaxed enough. But you guys are the ones that make that possible. I'm not trying to kiss ass. It's like, oh, wait a second, buddy. You're not that great. Like, you don't have to be that great. You don't have to be hot stuff. You just have to show up and do the podcast and do your best. And this is to wrap back around the beginning, is like, that is what I think is important. Like, this whole podcast started because, the powerfulness for me comes from, I mean, now it's coming from more than one thing, from listening to you guys, hearing your stories. My journey is now tied to this podcast, but the genesis of this podcast is when I was like at my lowest in my entire life, and I was just a kid. And I can't tell you, and I know a lot of you can connect as adults or as kids, of like, I could not sleep no matter what I did. And I didn't feel like anyone believed me. And it was like I was in physical pain. Not only was I in this emotional terror and exhaustion, but it was like almost like this physical pain. I'm also was connected to anxiety because I was horrified about going to school and what was going to happen to me there. And, but that wasn't it. It was so overwhelmingly it was pure terror, but it was also this terror that I knew I couldn't escape. It was like, no, you're going to school tomorrow. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. My parents were doing the best job they could, but it was like, you don't have a choice on this. So, and I didn't feel strong or brave or powerful. Like, I was like, I'm going to go to school tomorrow and deal with this. It was like, tomorrow's going to be a worse day of my life. And right now, like, and there's nothing I can do about it. I don't know. You guys know what I'm saying. I know a lot of you do. And so when I think about that kid there, and like, sometimes I would relieve it by telling my brother, so be like, oh, he fell asleep. And sometimes I would fall asleep telling him those stories. And then the other thing that worked only on Sunday nights, because that's the only time Dr. Demento was on, was this Dr. Demento radio show. And it didn't usually help me fall asleep. And that's why it's not always like, we'll get to the point. Like, but it gave me like a modicum of relief, as I said at the beginning, escape. Like, it let me stop worrying and just listen to these goofy songs that Weird Al Yankovic and people like him made, and Dr. Demento commenting on it or whatever else went on the show. I don't really remember. It just gave me a little escape and like lightness. And then maybe I could wind down, or maybe not, but at least for those 2 hours, I was distracted from what I thought was the worst terror of my life. So those are two things. And the Dr. Demento thing is important to me. And that's why I just list all this work I do in the podcast, is like, I could easily just be totally boring and be like, yeah, so I got this loaf of bread and it was French bread, you know, without putting any work into it. But I don't think the podcast would work. I mean, maybe it would. And that's like a deep-seated fear, is that some dude's going to start a podcast, copy me, and he's just going to dial it in, and it'll be like, he'll have 10 times the amount of listeners as me. And maybe that will happen. I don't know. But most of my fears about this podcast have turned out to be unfounded. But it's like that doctor, that's what I think I called it, the Dr. Demento test at one point, is like, is this also going to give someone relief if they don't fall asleep and they find me amusing? Not everybody likes Dr. Demento. Not everybody's going to like me. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But if I'm your cup of tea, you know, I don't want it to be, you know, I don't know. And you can't fall asleep. I want you to know I'm here to be a little bit goofy for you. And that's the thing, to go to that kid that I am or was, in this room, desperately lost and afraid, is that, you know, when I think about it now as an adult, like, what would I do for that kid? Realistically, if I had a time machine, if I was to go back, all I would have wanted is someone to say, hey, man, this sounds like it sucks. You can't sleep. And you don't feel like anybody understands. Well, you know, I can't promise you, you know, about what's going to happen tomorrow. And I can't change the fact that school sucks. Now, we can work on that together or try to figure something out. But for right now, this just must suck, man. And I really feel bad for you. And, you know, I'm just going to sit here because I'm going to be here because you can't sleep. And I want to be here for you. And so that's what drives me to the podcast. So it's not important about the stories being great or, well, we're in Emotion City here, folks. And I'm glad that I'm not taken away from it like I did at episode 100. This shows I've grown. It's just being honest. So, but that's what's important to me about you guys that listen is, and I'm not perfect, believe me, like I said, this was like this amplified best version of myself. But if I have the chance to be the best version of myself right now, I want to be like at least give you a sense, of that, like that desperate need that I wanted filled. And maybe this is just a Band-Aid. But it's like, I want you to know, like, yeah, whatever you're going through that's keeping you awake, it's hard and it must suck. And whatever it is, whether it's physical pain or PTSD or anxiety or anger or withdrawal. I mean, that was one reason I drank. I mean, not the main reason for my drinking problems, but what was the benefit of having a drinking problem was it dealt with my sleeping problem. But, you know, whatever it is, like fear of not being able to fall asleep, whatever that is, it does suck. And it is terribly hard or painful or whatever it is for you. I can't claim to understand exactly what you're going through, but I can relate to it. And I don't know. That's like I guess that's the important part about this podcast. And not that this podcast is important or anything like that, but I guess that's something I have to remind myself of. That's maybe the most important part about this episode and reviewing things with you guys publicly, is maybe that's something I need to make more ritual for myself is like, and it's something I remind myself of when I get carried away with making it about me and what I'm afraid of. And even though I'm the one doing this podcast and all that shit, the important part is, and it's counterintuitive, I guess, is that the important part is even if one person's listening and one person, I don't know, I guess it's not important for me to be profound either and act like I'm fucking some know-it-all. But it's like, if you were in that position like I was, and I will be again, and I have been, you know, not just when I was in fifth or sixth grade, where you do feel terribly alone and like no one understands you and like this isn't ever going to end. I can tell you it probably is going to end sometime, but it doesn't feel like that, I'm sure. And it sounds like if that's something that you relate to, that's terribly hard. And I want you to know that, you know, that's why I'm following through with this podcast. Now, I might not be able to come to your house or even become friends with you and help you. But when I think about, what's the future of this podcast? Stopping's not the future of the podcast. Because of that, it's like, I already promised I'll be here, you know. Now, I might get sick or, you know, shit, I might win $1 billion and go on a vacation. But, you know, the podcast is here just in case, okay? And as a reminder, and this is just some digital, you know, I don't know. We're all striving for something real, and this isn't, in some sense, this isn't real. I don't know. I guess, again, why do I need to be profound? What, you know, from one person that I can't sleep to another. Shit, I'm just here to bore you. And I mean, and I'm not trying to be lighthearted now and maybe part of me is deflate the emotion, but it's true. Like, if I can lull you or bore you or my tangents amuse you enough to relax you, then I'm full of gratitude that you'll have me here in your ears to listen to. And if shit, if this stuff can help somebody, or it, I mean, I guess it is, fuck. Then it's helping the person, then it's helping myself. I mean, in more ways than one, this podcast has really helped me a lot. But you know, it's helping that kid that I guess still lives inside me somewhere that was like, fuck man. I don't feel like anybody is available to help me. I don't know this. I gotta wrap up guys. Cause this is going on a long time, but I don't know. I'm trying to, I feel like I just had this was like one of those post-argument situations, but we didn't argue. But yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm here to do the podcast. I guess if you get more, this might be an ongoing discussion. So yeah, let me know what this up. I hope this didn't bring up any stuff. Hey, obviously it did, but just email me if you want to talk about this more or you have questions. And if you have any private questions, just go ahead and email me and say private question or, you know, private disclosure. But, you know, don't be afraid to ask me questions because, I mean, I'll talk to you about it off the microphone shit. So that's it for tonight. I need to, you know, unwind or something. I guess I'm feeling pretty relaxed. I feel good about this, especially compared to the last one, because I kind of felt like I was, you know, trying to be too witty about this stuff. And it's not, it's a mishmash of stuff that I haven't figured any of it out. But I'm trying, I guess, not the, to figure out the podcast end of it and the being boring ending of it. Trying to follow through, show up, and do my best. And so far, it's worked for a year. So you guys are listening. It's helping some of you. And I'm having fun doing it, and I'm learning. So thank you so much for those of you that have reached out to me, told me your stories, listened to the podcast, told other people about it, reviewed me. Just said nice things or funny things and had fun. Thank you so much, really. And, I really appreciate it. And I'm glad that I followed through on this because I wouldn't have, you know, this. So this is thanks. All right. Good night.